The commercial halibut quota for the IFQ longline fishery in Alaska dipped about 10% overall for 2020 to just over 17 million pounds. Though halibut can't be targeted until March 14th, around 1.4 million pounds have already been killed incidentally in other fisheries that are already open, according to data from onboard observers compiled by the National Marine Fisheries Service, or NMFS. The largest share of halibut mortality so far in 2020, as it has been in at least the previous 4 years, comes from the non-pelagic or bottom trawl sector. Non-pelagic trawlers are responsible for almost 1.3 million pounds of halibut mortality, with pelagic or midwater trawlers targeting mostly pollock, accounting for 163,000 pounds. Longliners in the Bering Sea and Aleutian Islands, mainly chasing Pacific cod, have added 28,000 pounds to the total, and pot boats caught just over 7,000 pounds. January's total across all areas was down from each of the previous 4 years, dating back to 2017, but February's 1 million pounds of halibut bycatch mortality was the second highest of the four, just behind 2019 and considerably ahead of 2018 and 2017. This is especially unusual given that federal fisheries in the Gulf of Alaska targeting Pacific cod have been closed for the 2020 season, leaving very little fishing pressure from longliners and pot boats. Halibut bycatch mortality in Area 630, covering a huge area of the central Gulf of Alaska south of Homer, is the highest of any area so far this year at 400,000 pounds, 99% caught by non-pelagic trawlers targeting arrowtooth flounder and other inexpensive ground fish. February's bycatch of king salmon is the highest since 2017, with 14,333 kings reported by observers. The largest numbers were split between three areas, with Area 620 southwest of Kodiak and Areas 509 and 517 southeast of the Pribilofs in the Bering Sea, each averaging about 4,000 kings. Most were caught by pelagic trawlers targeting pollock. Just under 3,000 kings were caught across all areas in January. 270,000 baird eye crab have been recorded as bycatch in all areas of the Bering Sea, Aleutian Islands, and the Gulf of Alaska since January 1st. Non-pelagic trawlers in Area 630 south of Homer caught 99,000. NMFS also recorded 99,000 opelio crab, 20,000 red king crab, and 54 blue king crab as incidental catch across the state. For KBBI, I'm Jeff Lockwood.